What It Feels Like for a Girl, written and read by Paris Lees. For Mr. Duck. Be thou the rainbow to the storms of life, Lord Byron. 2001. You don't know me. The vicar says Lord Byron were a bit of a gay boy and had to bite my tongue so I didn't burst out laughing. Says he were a right bogger. After we left, old Mother Hubbard goes, he didn't mean what you're thinking, Duck. He meant he were a rogue, a ladies' man, someone with loose morals. I thought, okay, but they do say you were bisexual. And he were into that black magic. Serves them right for naming me after him, eh? I were born on the exact same day as him, 200 years later. We're Capricorns. It's a nice name, isn't it? I wonder where they could possibly have got the idea from. Oh yeah, I forgot. Everything's called Byron round here. Byron taxis, Byron cinema, Byron bingo. At the end of our road, there's even a pub called, wait for it, The Byron. Samantha's brother goes, even though he's only just turned 16. They don't check or note. Gets dead busy at weekends. Blokes always come and piss outside our house coming back from the boozer on Friday nights. I watch him through the net curtain and try and get a good look. It's bad, innit? Lord Byron's buried in the parish church of St. Mary Magdalene in Ucknall. An unbelievably, indescribably, mind-bendingly boring town in the Nottinghamshire countryside that folks say got shut down with the mines in the 80s. The people are small-minded and the streets are paved with dog shit. It were meant to go in Westminster Abbey with all the other important people, but they said he were too risque. So they brought him back here to slowly rot away with the rest of us. I think about him sometimes, in his crypt and his tattered old clothes. He was dead pale looking. I reckon he'd make a great vampire. He'd be in good company. Most people round Ucknall look like they've lost the will to live. They just shuffle about like the living dead. Going on about kitchens are too skint to do up or marriages are too scared to leave. Not that there's aught else to do. There's a Wilco's and a flea market, and that's your lot. Nothing ever happens, and no one ever leaves. But you know what I hate most about people round here is? They lack aspiration. Mama Rita says I'm precocious when I talk like that. Mama Rita's my dad's mam. Mama Jo's me mam's mam, but I call her old Mother Hubbard because she's always running low on supplies, apart from gyro day. Gaz says, there's no need to geese and hares and frigging graces just because you're a clever clogs. But I don't even reckon I am that clever. I just think everyone else around here is stupid. Ben Caunt's buried in St. Mary's too. He were a famous boxer in Victorian times. They named Big Ben after him. Gaz says he's a local hero. Okay, so how come he died in London? And how come Lord Byron died in Greece? They say his heart's buried out there. He said England could have his body, but your heart's what makes you you are. So it is possible to escape. He were rich, though. Ben Caunt were the strongest man of his time. Last time I checked, I'm neither. Mary Magdalene were mates with Jesus, but Mama Jo says she were just as bad as Byron. She were a prostitute. So how come they named a frigging church after her? I live at 26 Annesley Road, Ucknall, and you can see St. Mary's from here. And quite a bit of it if you happen to be having a sneaky fag out the back window in the attic, like I am. It's 5 to 5, and when the bells start, I'm going to see if I can...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?